As we go into Nehemiah chapter 2, it has to deal with preparation and assessing the situation to see what he's going to need in order to be able to accomplish the task of rebuilding the walls around Jerusalem. And as I was thinking about it and praying about this whole area of preparation, one little quote I found when I was looking for stuff, it said, you know, plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah started building the ark. And it's kind of the same thing with you and I. We need to plan ahead. We need to realize that God is always planning ahead. God always has a plan for your life and for my life. As I look back in my own, when I started a business as a young man and I ended up with a guitar shop on 18th Avenue and Camelback, and I thought at the time that I would be doing that my whole life. I thought, well, you know, I'm doing what I love to do. Had the chance to work on very pricey instruments and for some very, well, Lance, semi-famous people. And it was a lot of fun. I got a chance to write some articles for a national publication. And it was a fun thing for me to do. And I couldn't see myself doing anything else. I thought, this is what I'll be doing forever. I was a Christian at the time. I had a lot of musical equipment, and I helped do some sound for some of the shows that would come into town, some of the concerts and stuff. They would borrow my equipment or ask me to run the equipment. And it was something it was like a dream come true. I thought, this is what I'll be doing my whole life. Well, all of a sudden, I wasn't making a living at it, you know? I just couldn't make a living. And then I had a lot of Christian friends who didn't have any money, and they would need a set of strings, or they would need this or that. And I'd find myself, you know, giving them maybe a set of strings, you know, pay me Tuesday for the hamburger today kind of thing. And I got my experience of running my first nonprofit organization. And at the time, I didn't understand that. I thought, Lord, I don't understand. I knew you called me to this. He taught me how to do the work. He gave me the privilege of being kind of tutored under a man here in town. He was a German cabinet maker and turned a luthier, which is the name given at the turn of the century for guitar makers and builders. And I got a chance to kind of apprentice under him. And I can say, not because of my own, but because of the Lord, He allowed me to be good at what I did. Many, many times I'd have a guitar in front of me and I'd go, Lord, I don't know how to fix this. And I'd just stop and pray and then sometimes put it away. And later in the day, the Lord would give me some kind of an idea and I'd either have to build something or make something to be able to fix the guitar. But I got to where the Lord allowed me to be good at it. And I couldn't understand. Lord, I knew you called me. I knew you were having me do this. And now I can't make a living for my family. You know, I'm a Christian. I love you. And I